we as an agency had entered into the agency management system market in 1992. And at that point, we started with one of the biggest, one of the most well-known management systems of the time, and had worked with them for years and years. And what we had found is that in the early 2000s, I could pinpoint this to something like 2003 or 2002, we started seeing the technology and the customer's need for communication and for the way that we were e-filing. This really started to take just tremendous jumps in this industry. And we were needing to find something. How can we attach emails? How can we attach images? How can we effectively transactional file? And what we found is that particular vendor was not innovating in those areas that we felt were critical in order to best serve our clients and effectively serve them. So it was just by happenstance, one of our carriers had sent out an announcement saying, hey, we now do direct bill commissions download to this particular carrier. And I'd never heard of this carrier. I went out and I started reading a lot about this carrier and was just blown away by the user feedback that I was seeing and that I was reading on that. Most of it was the accessibility as a user to the carrier and the responsiveness that they would have in implementing these things. It also helped that all of those same situations, all of those features that we were really kind of feeling a little bit of heartburn on with not having, they had that in there, or they very quickly had that on the roadmap. And no secret there that this particular carrier was Hawksoft. So in 2008, we embarked on about a 3-month analysis of the management system. And what we had found, I used it side by side with this other management system. And what we found was that this was filling all of our needs, plus adding a tremendous amount of opportunity to us for how we could manage the agency. And that's everywhere from, you know, making diary entries of our conversations with our clients all the way up through the accounting. It was just so much more than what we had. And that's what caused us to make the switch to Hawksoft. And about a month and a half, 2-month process as far as the migration got us up and running, and we've never looked back. Hi, I'm George Patterson with Williamson Insurance Service in Zanesville, Ohio, and this is why we chose Hawksoft.
Hey guys, it's Bradley. I want to tell you about Ascend. Ascend is not just another premium finance company. Ascend will solve all of your agency bill problems through automation of invoicing, premium financing, carrier payables, all the way to the end of the workflow. There's a lot of hidden costs with how you're doing business today. AMSs, CRMs can spend more than half the day chasing down payments, following up on non-pays, getting signatures for financing docs. This leads to an overworked, overwhelmed, unhappy team. And guys, you want your team to be happy. Industry's hard enough as it is. We really need them to be happy. As your agency grows, this issue gets worse and worse, and we typically solve the problem with a little bit of software, but a ton of manpower still involved. With Ascend, you can use a software first solution and just need a little bit of manpower, allowing you to grow without significant increase in overhead. Ascend automates all of these repetitive payment processes so your team can get back to helping your clients. With Ascend, we've seen non-payment cancellations in our agency go down up to 95%. Teams save more than 20 hours per month when they work with Ascend, and an average of a 75% decrease in payment-related customer questions. Guys, if people aren't calling your office with questions, you have more time to sell and grow your agency. Visit useascend.com/insurance, guys. Guys, Ascend makes agency bill as easy as direct bill, but you keep all of the benefits of agency bill, the best of both worlds. Thanks, guys.
Insurance agents from around the world, welcome to the Insurance Guys Podcast, powered by Hawksoft. God, I love Hawksoft. My name is Scott Howell, your fearless host and leader, insurance agency owner and insurance evangelist for iProtect Insurance and Financial Services, based out of Huntsville, Alabama. And before we get started on today's episode, please help me welcome. He is a 6'3" sophomore from Mobile, Alabama. Parade First Team All-American, Rivals 5-star recruit, He is a fantastic insurance agent and a great American. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome the incomparable Mr. Bradley Flowers. How are you, Bradley?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm the best I have ever been. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in Mobile, Alabama, Bradley. We're going to do a podcast by ourselves today.
Always like those.
Secret time. So, we're going to have a baby. We're going to move into a new house.
On the same week.
Do you have any other things you can put on your plate? We just bought a new agency. I think we ought to do a Netflix documentary where we see how much stuff Bradley Flowers can put on his plate until he literally has a nervous breakdown and gets put into the hospital.
So I was meeting with Carrie Wallace the other day, and we were looking at this agency I put an offer in on the other day. And she said, I want to remind you before you send this email, you're having a baby in a month. And I was like, thanks for reminding me. I appreciate it. But, wow. You know, it's
I voiced those concerns about you with Carrie. That's probably why she did that. I'm like, maybe. Carrie, you know, any one person only has so much capacity.
So I wouldn't be able to do it without my people. You know, it certainly is a lot, but I'm not going to turn down a good opportunity. You know,
I understand.
The best way to say that. And, the one that I have to offer out on now, I could probably leave it alone for 6 months easy and it would be fine. So that helps. If it was another one like the one I just bought, there's no way. And then my wife is obviously dealing with most, I would say 80% of the house stuff.
That's good.
And there's a chance we could move in sooner, but they're going to have to get on with it. They bricked steps yesterday, and they're starting on landscaping Monday.
Are you going to buy a whole new house full of furniture, or is we just going to move in the old stuff and be like Scott and have like the really nice house that I don't have, but that I used to have, but I had ghetto stuff in the house.
I love the way your house is decorated, by the way.
Oh, that's all my wife. I don't know if they do.
Your headboard?
Yeah.
Is the most Scott Howell headboard ever. It's ornate gold. It's like something a prince would sleep in. Because you send me and David Carruthers and Aaron Robertson videos of you laying in bed.
Dude, let me tell you something. If anybody ever comes to my house and they're like this big animal rights, you know, advocate type person, and there's like deer heads all over the place and crazy.
It'd be like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura where he goes into the room and there's dead animals everywhere.
My mother was coming over to our house for dinner one night, like for Christmas or some, like a year or two ago. I was like, Kim, you realize my mom's going to have a damn coronary when she walks in the dining room to eat and there's a deer head in the dining room because she ain't going to be about that.
You want me to tell you a funny story?
Did you kill that poor innocent?
So your mother's an animal rights activist?
Well, she's one of those that would take note of that and not enjoy it. I can promise you that. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say, you know, she's in Greenpeace or anything or whatever that thing is, but she's definitely not going to be enjoying her Christmas dinner staring at a deer while its doughy eyes look down at her from a wall. I mean, she's that person. So
you want me to tell you a funny story? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I have a list of things I want to talk about on the podcast. This is something so stupid that I did. You're gonna laugh. Uh-huh. So when I first started in PNC, I started at State Farm and then I went to Alpha.
Right.
Well, State Farm back then did no, I didn't even know what a post-bind inspection was, right? And
y'all can do a bunch of post-bind inspections down here. Is that every carrier does
pretty
post-bind?
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Alpha, and when I was at Alpha, the agents did the inspections, and it was a pre-bind. So I had to physically go to every house I wrote a policy on, take photos of it. I think
in North Alabama, Bradley, I don't mean to interrupt you, but our post-bind inspections are based on the age of the house. So if it's older than XYZ, then you do post-bind. But back in my nationwide days, every house I had to go out and front end, which, by the way,
it's a great way to learn how to underwrite property. And
not only that, I think it probably from a carrier, and I'm not, can't believe I'm saying this because I don't want them to get back to go over and get bit by a dog while you're trying to take the four corners of the house pictures. But I do think there is something to that, like front end underwriting in person.
Well, there's also, you know, I bought some door hangers with my info on them. Mm-hmm. And what I would do when I went to take photos of a house, I would go to the neighbor to the left, the neighbor to the right, and hang the door hangers.
Right.
And then there's also some people get the little political style signs to say this home insured by John Smith, you know, it's a little corny, but it works.
Well, I'm going to tell you how well it works. Your sign out in front of your office here and in your part of the building says there's no such thing as the poop fairy. Please clean up after your dog.
That's not my sign, by the way.
Well, hold on, because you've probably never noticed this. I was walking around outside. Your yard where people would walk into your office is pretty clean. There's one or two.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to the front of your building where the gym, and there's the same size yard, same everything, no sign whatsoever, and they have got bombs in their yard.
The side one, I think there may not be a camera up there, and that's why people go over there. But so anyway, my story. So when I went to Alpha, you know, we did all the pre-bind inspections. Well, then Alpha started tightening up. You know, when actually at Alpha, we had to take pictures of the appliances in the house.
Mm.
And we had to take a picture of the fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an agent that got fired because they realized that after about, I don't know, 100 or so houses, this exact same fire hydrant was in front of every house. He had a wooden fire hydrant chiseled out of a block of wood, spray painted it red, and would just sit it in front of the house. But anyway,
I told this story on the podcast, and I'm not going to name the name of the agency, but for about 3 months, I worked in an agency, big agency. And every day I'd walk in and he had like an old, you know, Orion Steakhouse type place, almost looked like a Shoney's, but he had turned it into an insurance office.
I love Shoney's.
And I mean, it's a big office, you know, I mean, those places were pretty big, but when you walked in the front door over here, there was like a glass case. And in that glass case, there was a full-fledged, looked like, I think you're right. I think it was made out of like wood or maybe foam. So every day I'd walk in and I'd say, think to myself, why would you have a fire hydrant at your office? And years later, based on somebody telling that story, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is that what that...
You know, I would love to find out who that agent was.
And I don't know if they were doing that or... Yeah. But why else would you have like a fire hydrant?
Unless maybe he was like a volunteer fireman or something.
Maybe.
I would love to find out who that agent was that did that and go get the fire hydrant from him and have it here in the office.
Yeah.
Just to tell that story, you know?
Right, right.
But...
Because used to, that was a big damn deal, fire hydrant thing.
Before
they
had like, you know, guide wire... companies and stuff would map, you know, the protection class. But
and now, you know, going back to your inspections, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore because it was a little dangerous, a lot dangerous.
Yeah.
Cannot believe more insurance companies, carriers didn't get sued because there's got to be an agent out there that got shot or something going to somebody's house.
I know a guy who's actually an independent agent right now that got, when I say ate up, like ate up
like 180 stitches
by a pit bull. He had to get on we might interview him one day. He's on my list, but had to get on top of the car to keep the dog from attacking him. And I don't even think it was that person's dog. I think it was a neighbor's dog.
Yeah.
But I know somebody else that went to a house that was a little sketchy and it was raining and they didn't want to get out of the car. And so they decided to drive the car around the customer's yard and just tore the sod all up.
Oh,
got stuck. It was a bad situation. But what I used to do, especially in sketchy areas, is I would get out and I would have my phone on video and I would just walk around the house as fast as I could and then just take screenshots. And those are my photos.
What did you do? Because I know at one time Alpha, I think it was after the tornadoes in 2011, had their agents doing interior and exterior pictures.
Appliances and stuff. And they stopped that not long after I started.
Okay.
They were phasing that out.
Yeah.
But so my story is, so we started writing through some of these brokered companies that did post-bind inspections.
Mm-hmm.
SageSure is one, and SageSure is a carrier we write through now. They're phenomenal. They're actually an MGA, one of these MGAs that positions himself as a carrier, and they have a great technology platform, always have. And so you can click on an account and it shows you all the stuff that needs to happen after the bind and where it's at, you know. And it said on there, it said post-bind inspection, and it said outstanding.
Mm.
And I was like, oh wow, the home is out. It's outstanding shape. Okay, great.
Man, I might frame this.
And just ignored it.
Sure.
And then realized outstanding meant the inspection was
has not
still
been
outstanding. So that was one of my dumb blonde moments where I was like, oh crap, that was really stupid, Bradley. But I was 23 years old and thought the world catered to me and that sort of thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What would happen to your agency and Laurel State Farm Agency, mm-hmm. which is what, 15 miles, 12 miles from here, mm-hmm. if a Hurricane Katrina mm-hmm. style hurricane this season comes mm-hmm. through Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. like a Hurricane Ivan that time that hit Orange Beach and yeah. Gulf Shores, what would happen? I guess it would just become more difficult to have carriers here and things like that. I'm sure State Farm yeah. would put some type of moratorium on.
I can't speak for them. I know some of our carriers definitely would probably stop binding at least for a short time. They would probably lose some aggregate. Hurricanes are great for retention because especially so like Sally, I mean, most people had damage with Sally. It wasn't as bad as Katrina, but it was yeah. close. Part of the reason Katrina was so bad was because of the way the New Orleans flood right. and stuff is. But, you know, Sally was not that bad of a storm, but it was slow. So it stayed over us for 8, 9, mm-hmm. 10 hours. Mm-hmm. But hurricanes are great for retention because people feel like they can't move because they have an open claim. And then also in some cases they can't move because there's binding restrictions.
Right.
I feel like we would be, you know, we did a lot of work after Sally with, so like now we have a, if the person's deductible is over a certain percentage, we will ask them to sign a disclosure saying they're aware of it. We do a flood declination now. I feel like the current customers would be okay. We'd probably have some problems with this agency we just bought, but it would just be a war zone, man, for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know,
I was talking to Daniel Song last week. Shout out to Daniel. And I said, hey, man, because I hadn't talked to him since before Christmas. And I said, hey, man, tell me about what's going on out there with like home and auto insurance. And he said, well, right now it's either you're suspended and you can't ride it at all, or a lot of these carriers will say you can ride one mm-hmm. this month. They give you like a quota that mm-hmm. you can ride. And I'm like, well, what's that? I mean, if you can't ride any insurance, I guess you're just living off your renewals and trying to keep what you got. And he said, yeah.
Expand it into other niches too.
That's what he goes. If they're smart, you know, the one area that they can still ride insurance is commercial, mm-hmm. you know, business insurance. And he said, that's what we did, is kind of turned our sights on riding more commercial about 2 years ago to offset the stuff we wouldn't be able to write with personal lines. So yeah. I don't know how that plays out, but he said it was still really bad.
There's always there. Something you can write.
Yeah.
And it probably for Daniel, I mean, Daniel runs a great agency, great size, big team. Daniel, he's probably sitting good because those situations like that probably eliminate a lot of competition.
Right.
You know, I remember there was one agency that we competed with a lot down here that was frankly super unethical. Mm. And every agent who's local listening to this knows exactly what I'm talking about. Well, they had to sell. It was so bad. They just, yeah. it was easier to sell the agency. And so I think it eliminates a lot of competition. And even right now with the hard market, I mean, I'm seeing, you know, we always try to get competitor decks, whether we're quoting commercial or personal or competitor quotes. And, you know, we might be competing against 3 other agencies would be a lot right now. Whereas in 2019, it might be 20. You know what I mean? Back then, it was throw it up against the wall and you know, everybody had a rate. So I think hard times, there's always, you know, every obstacle leads to an opportunity. You just have to look for it.
Right.
You know, like I was talking to an agent in another state the other day who's a captive carrier, that their captive carrier is limited how many policies they can write for homes and stuff. And I was like, dude, write umbrellas, write personal articles policies, look at bonds, try to dip your toe into commercial. I mean, there's always something you can write.
Right.
It's so easy to just sit down and play the victim and waller in it. But it's harder to look for opportunities, but that's what you can do. And the advantage of a small agency, which most of us are, even the $20, $30, $50 million agencies, you're still small compared to a lot of the big boys. You're a speedboat and they're a Titanic. So you can pivot tomorrow and right. say, hey, we're going to sell Medicare supplements now. You can make that swap in a day or two, whereas a big corporation has to go through boards of directors and figure out their strategy. You can pivot on a dime. And I think that's your advantage. So not saying that I want to deal with that, but, you know.
One thing I wanted to mention before you get started on what we wanted to talk about today is I know a lot of these agents out there, for a couple of years, we did a iProtect technology stack, what we use at our agency. And the reason I haven't done that lately is we're pretty much using the same technology today that we were a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, if I don't have anything new to add to that, I don't really want to regurgitate a technology, hey, this is what we're using kind of thing. But are you guys using anything that you weren't using a year ago?
So we are.
Gaia might be the only thing.
We're using Gaia. We have just in the last day rolled that out to our team.
Mm-hmm.
I am a lot slower to roll out new tech than I was early in my career. Just because I want to make sure it's ready. I want to make sure we do proper training. I don't want to roll something out that's not ready and my team gets
frustrated,
a bad taste in their mouth about it.
Right.
You know? So we're doing that. We're still using the Raider we built. That's going slow, mostly because I've been distracted. I'm trying to think anything else that we're using that we were not using before. We've cut a couple of things out. InsureGrid has been great. I was slow to adopt the whole InsureGrid, Canopy Connect, pull the deck page stuff because I was hesitant on how the carriers were going to react to that. But we've had decent success with that. That's essentially it.
Well, hello there. Guys, excuse me for interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast, but I'm here today to get you out of aggregator and cluster jail. This may be the most important message I've ever delivered on the Insurance Guys podcast. Guys, are you a member of a cluster or an aggregator? Does your contract have exit fees, termination payments, buyback provisions? It's time to get your freedom back and do what we did here at iProtect Insurance. Join the AC, the future of aggregators in our industry. Best decision we've ever made, guys. Best decision we've ever made. No entry fees, small $200 a month membership fee, over 50 plus carriers for direct appointments. And by the way, new ones coming on board each and every month. You keep 100% of your commissions, profit sharing every year. Guys, we have made in the last 2 years, each year, our agency has made over $100,000 in profit sharing. Here's the best part, guys. And this is the part I'm the most passionate about. No termination or exit fees. You give the AC 60 days notice and you're free. You go get direct appointments wherever you want. There's no buyback provisions, no exit clauses. Guys, if you're a member of another aggregator, and you have termination fees, buyback provisions, exit clauses, every single policy you write, you're digging that hole just a little bit deeper. And one day you're not going to be able to get out of it. It's going to be too much. You're going to be taking out a second mortgage on your home to try to get out of a cluster group. Unbelievable. Guys, go to acfree.org. That's acfree.org and register. Find out why over 650 agencies and $3 billion in premium have chosen the AC. And guys, here's the best part. But wait, there's more. Mention the Insurance Guys podcast when you talk to these guys and you get 6 months. That's 6 months of no membership fee just by mentioning the Insurance Guys podcast. Go today, www.acfree.org, and let me help you get your freedom back. Have a great day.
Well, let's talk about Mind Your Agency. I know that you and I had an idea about, really you more than me, but you know, the intranet. Everybody talked mm-hmm. about how you had to have your own intranet. Let's talk a little bit about where we are with that right now in that process and whether we're ready to roll out the red carpet for people or not.
Yeah. You know, so we talked about this on the podcast. You know, it's been said over and over, if you've been to probably any conference, that you need an intranet for your agency. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because of two reasons. One, it's either A, really expensive to hire somebody to build it out for you.
Right.
Or it's you can build it out yourself, but it takes forever. So we set out to build our agency intranet during COVID. We worked from home for probably 2 months. Didn't really want to, but we did. Mm. And that was my project. That was about the point. We had been a little over a year in business at that point, maybe a year and a half. And that was at the point that I'd started pulling myself out of production. And right. I needed a project. So I started building our agency intranet. And a lot of the stuff that I put in there, we still use today. Different processes. I basically took every major process in our agency and broke it down in a written form, a visual form, and a video, because people mm-hmm. learn in different ways. And shortly after that, I turned that over to Kenneth. And I was like, hey, I've built the bones. I've built the shell. It's your job to make this thing good. So for 4 years now, basically almost 4 years, Kenneth has been building that out. We hired a developer to actually code some things in there. And we essentially house everything that is important in our agency is in that intranet. Everything from carriers we write in different states. So for example, some of you guys can relate to this, and I'm sure you can, Scott. You know, you write, how many states are you licensed in? Probably 30.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, 30. So you write in multiple states, and you forget what carrier you have in what state, you know, because just because you have a Liberty Mutual appointment in Alabama might not mean they give you access to all the products in Montana.
Correct. Right.
And so it gets a little confusing, especially for producers and newer producers, what you can and can't do in each state. And then you have MGAs that'll give you access to everything in every state and don't even verify if you're licensed.
Correct.
So we built a little tool in there where they can pick the state, the line of business, and it'll give every single carrier that we can write through that state with a link to open the website, et cetera. So we've got that kind of stuff in there. We have processes and systems in it. We have HR info, so employee handbook, time off request, how to handle certain situations in the agency, all of that. I mean, basically just think of basically everything you could possibly have
right.
in your agency other than client data is in that intranet. One of my favorite things is we have a master list. We have a couple master lists in there. We have a master list of every single process and every single function in the agency
scroll
on a granular level. And there's three columns. So it's the actual process, the actual function. Mm-hmm. And then to the right is the person who is in charge of that function, doing that if it comes up. Mm-hmm. To the right of that is another person that knows how to do that function or is dangerous enough to know how to do that function.
Right.
And what we use that for is if, let's say, God forbid, somebody quits or we have to let them go, we can go in there and be like, okay, what are all the things that they do? Here's all the things they do. And this person is trained in that function also. So they can take some of these tasks over so we don't miss a beat. Also, if somebody's out, you know, Kelsey in my office, she had a really good year last year production-wise, and she wanted to take a little vacation. And by little vacation, I mean she spent 35 days in Australia. So while she was out, we were able to take some of her sure. responsibilities and give them to somebody else. So that we have a master list of mortgage companies with mortgagee clauses, with the phone number that is the best phone number you're most likely to reach a person. Because we all know when you call banks, mm-hmm. You have to go through like 10 minutes of prompts just to get a person. And that's even sure. if you can get in touch with a person. So that kind of stuff. And it's been really good, man. I use it. It's searchable. So there's a search function. So you and I got to thinking along with Kenneth, we were like, hey, you know, these agents, if they want to build their intranet like ours, it's going to take them 4 years realistically to get to that point, or they're going to have to pay somebody $25,000 to build it out plus a monthly recurring. So we decided, me, Scott, and Kenneth decided to partner up and launch Mind Your Agency. And this is not an official announcement, I guess, but Mind Your Agency, which is essentially, think of it like a website vendor. So you sign up with a website vendor, whether it's Advisor Evolve, Forge 3, or one of the other ones out there. Most of them suck, but Advisor Evolved. And so the idea is, you know, you sign up with one of these website vendors, they build out the site to your specs. It looks like it's built out for your agency because it is. They turn it over to you. So you have the ability to edit and change things, at least Advisor Evolve does. But then they also, as they upgrade their enterprise platform with new features, you get those features, and then it comes stock with certain things. This is essentially, and then you pay, you know, with them, you pay an upfront fee plus a monthly that's very, very, very inexpensive. This is essentially the same thing. So think of it like that, but it's internal for your agency. We're not competing with any of those website companies. In fact, Advisor Evolve did our website for Mind Your Agency. So it's an internal website that all of your people go to every single day. And what we actually do in our agency, and I encourage anybody else to, is set it on your computers so that when people open a new tab every morning, it goes directly to your internal intranet.
Right.
So it's the first thing they see. It gets them used to going to it. And what it does is every agency owner listening to this has those few employees that come to them with questions that they could figure out on their own. And what it does is it prevents people from coming to you and asking you a million questions because it's on the internet. I mean, I can't tell you how much more difficult this acquisition we just did would be if we did not have that.
Yeah.
And so the idea is Mind Your Agency is going to build these intranets out for independent insurance agents, and they get to skip the four-year build-out process. We're essentially going to take our intranet, and there's two options people have if you're listening to this and you're interested. The first option is a little bit more upfront,
right?
But we build it out for you. So this is for the agency that already has processes and systems, and there's a 90-day build-out period where we're going to take your processes and systems, we're going to plug them into the intranet, we're going to brand it to your agency, we can give it a cute name, you know, ours is called the Portal Playbook, and it's kind of corny, but our team has kind of caught on to that, and that's what they call it. Hey, go to the playbook, it's in there, you know. And so you'd need a playbook for your agency.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea always with our intranet was I wanted to be able to pluck a homeless person off the street in Mobile, sit them in front of a computer, and they can figure out how to process an endorsement.
Right.
They can stumble their way through it. And so that's option one. And then there's a smaller monthly recurring with that. For updates, there's a monthly call with our team for us to either teach you how to use the platform if you want to make updates to it or assign somebody in your office to, or if you want them to make the update. So there's monthly calls, that sort of thing. Anytime we add a feature, we're looking at doing a deal with a payroll company. For those of you guys that just have a payroll company because that's the one you chose and you're really payroll company agnostic, we have a payroll company we're looking at partnering with that's going to live in there. And they're a payroll company that does not sell workers' comp, unlike ADP. You know, you sign up with ADP, and ADP, so like when I signed up with ADP, they're like, hey, refer your clients to us, your commercial clients. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do that for sure. You know, I pat your back, you pat mine, you send me some of yours. Well, then a week after I signed up with ADP for my agency, they tried to call me to sell me workers' comp. I'm like, well, you're not getting any of my customers. So there's an opportunity for agents to not only use the payroll services in there for their agency, but they can also refer their clients to that payroll service and they get a kickback. They get an affiliate deal from that. So that could be potentially lucrative. So there's a million ways to do it. And then we also needed to solve for, there's going to be a lot of agents that are newer agencies or smaller agencies, and they want to do this, but they don't have any processes.
Sure.
Or they have processes, but they're not written down and that sort of thing. So that particular plan is less upfront, more monthly. And when they sign up, they essentially get my intranet with my processes and systems. And then the idea is we tweak it over, and it's not my intranet, it's not going to say portal, but we essentially tweak it over time to fit their processes and can even teach them how to do it. So, you know, you guys out there that want to scale your agency, it's one of the best, most important things you can do. Look at all the big agencies in the country, or the big carriers even, like the State Farms, the Farmers, and the Acrisures. They all have intranets. They all have a central hub where everything lives, and all of that stuff doesn't have to be stored in the agency owner or the office manager's brain. It's there for them to find and them to do. And you know, we'll even tweak the homepage sometimes here and put like little motivational messages or, hey, reminders, we're going to be closed for Martin Luther King Day. And we have a time off calendar on there. So the idea is just essentially take what we've built that's really, really good and offer that to agents. So,
that's awesome.
And we're doing it for you.
Yep.
We're doing yours. We've got probably the one downside to this is it's not a product that we can just sell at scale to as many people as we can. We're somewhat limited because I want the experience.
It's intimate.
It is.
In terms of, you know, you're going to have to get on the phone with Kenneth, and you're going to have to trade emails back and forth, and you're going to have to decide what you want on there.
You're going to have to be serious about it.
You're going to be serious about it.
And the process is it's somewhat a heavy lift on the front end. So we're limited to the number of people we can have sign up. We've probably got 10 right now that either have signed up or have committed to signing up. So if you're listening to this and you're interested, now it may be 2 years from now and we're able to do this at scale. Our plan is to scale it up as fast as we can and hire a support team to be there.
So Bradley, here's
what. But if you're listening to this, you know, reach out for sure.
So every agent listening to this right now is like, what's the cost? You mentioned two different price points. Can you talk about that today or no?
Yeah. So this could change. It's changed three times. So part of the deal is we want to tweak the pricing to get it just right. So the main plan, actually, let me just pull it up so I don't say anything wrong. Give me just a
second. Guys, it's only a small down payment of $8,792 and $2,600 a month.
Well, if you look,
anybody can do that.
Well, if you look, there's big companies out there, big SaaS companies that do this, and most of them require you to have 200 employees for them to even talk to you, or it costs $45,000. It's really expensive to do it because they know that most of the people at a grand scale, most of the people that are going to want to do this are going to be big companies.
Listen,
but this is essentially taking all the advantages a big company have and offering it to smaller companies.
I have been to two UPP events with Mike Stromso and either three or four masterminds with Chris Paradiso, both of whom were like, guys, listen to me. You've got to have
an intranet.
Got to have an intranet for your agency. Now, that's going to run you about $75,000, but you got to have that. And I'm like, I'm not paying $75,000 for a damn internet.
And that was what inspired us to build our own. You know, Mike Stromso's book is one of the best insurance books anybody could read. It's actually the only book that I have read cover to cover twice without putting it down in one sitting.
I hadn't talked to him. He called and wished me happy birthday, and I hadn't talked to him in at least two or three, four
months. That was probably a robot that he cloned his voice
with. Hello, this is Mike Stromso. Happy birthday.
it's actually Mike's VA, and it sounds nothing like him. But so the pricing is, so for the option where it's a 90-day build-out and we build it out for you, is $1,500 up front, $199 a month. Or if you want our processes where it just comes standard with our processes and we build it out, look at that as like a 12-month build out. It's just a flat $399 a month with nothing up front. So those are the two options. And like I said, guys, we've tried really, really hard to get that just right. You know, anytime I try to offer something to other agents, you know, with my marketing company that I started a few years ago, I priced it so that if Bradley Flowers, who was a scratch agency and had no money and no cash flow and no customers in 2019, could afford it, everybody could afford it. And so we sort of priced it at that point to where, yeah, it's not going to be the cheapest thing in your agency, but it's not going to be one of these things that's a huge lift and you're probably not even going to notice it on the P&L. So we've been very particular with the pricing. And we also need to make sure, especially with the upfront option, that it's enough upfront that you can be committed to it.
Right.
Because what we've seen with some agencies, like, oh yeah, I want to do this, because we had a few beta agencies, but because there's no burn, there's no sting, you know, if you put $1,500 up front, you're going to be committed to it. It's like when a tech company, there's a tech company that's not insurance related that gave me access to their product for free. I don't even know how to log into it. Like, I'd never go in there, but if they would have made me pay for it, I would be like, okay, I paid for this, so I got to be committed to it. So that's the idea.
That's the same thing I've heard Grant Cardone and Bradley and them talk about, is you got to charge for seminars, webinars, because if you do it, if you say free or $100, people are like, something comes up, they're like, I only paid $100 for that. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're interested and you want to scale your agency, you want to take it to the next level, you know, you're starting to hire up, you know, you've got two or three employees and you're starting to realize, crap, most of my day is fielding questions from my team.
How do I do this?
Right. This is a good way to sort of do the work on the front end, and then it really allows you to move really, really fast because everything's there. It also gives you a framework in which to train new employees. Because what you can do is you can say, hey, new employee, for the first 2 weeks, you're just literally going to be going through everything in this intranet. You're going to 100%. Look at every process,
video,
you're gonna look at every system,
new videos.
You're going to look at the whole thing. And, you know, one thing that I love is we have flow charts built out in there that say things like, if they say this, you say this. So like for a cancellation, we have a flow chart built out in there where it basically tells the producer or the CSR or the receptionist every single thing to ask to get the customer to either A, giving us a shot to keep the business, or B, at least getting an X date. So claims, employee lists, like a list of every employee in the agency, extensions, how to work the phone system. You know, you take a 35-day vacation and you forget to how to use Lightspeed or whatever. There's a phone guide in there, all that kind of stuff. And
hey, guys, listen, make sure if you go
on vacation. I don't want to oversell. So
if you go on vacation for 30 days and you forget how to answer the phone when you come back, here it is. You know, words matter. So make sure that the person that's answering the phone says exactly this. Thank you for calling Portal Insurance. How can we help you? And you want to have that tonality of, I can't believe you just called here and you're the last person on earth that I want to talk to. That's what really sells it right there. Cause words matter, guys. So make sure she comes back and gives the old, I don't give a shit about you. And I can't believe you just called our agency. That really, that's a chef's kiss there. People love that.
You want it? You want the best phone tip I've ever heard? Smile while you're on the phone, because you can hear a smile.
Yeah. Hey.
Did you just hear how my voice, you can hear a smile.
Yeah.
Like it changes the tone and it comes through. Like I've had people that have worked for me now and even at other companies that have struggled with that. Cause it's easy, man. When your customers call the insurance office, the only way you are not the least thing they want to do that day is if they happen to be renewing their driver's license.
100%. Or they've got to go to the courthouse or to their accountant and pay $100,000 in taxes that day. That'll be the only way you're not the worst call of the day.
Right. They are not excited to call you. And it's difficult because we deal with that. And it's easy to get in this rut of, you're just fielding calls. You're reacting to the day. And next thing you know, you're like answering the phone, like the DMV. And so
Mike Roberts, State Farm, how can I help you?
Right. Thank you for calling Portal Insurance. This is Bradley. How can I help you? Like there's a difference between that and insurance office. And so that's a really, really good tip. And you know what's interesting, man? It's the little stuff that makes all the difference between a bad customer experience and a good customer experience. Let me give you a great example.
Mm.
I love Buc-ee's. Okay. You have a Buc-ee's really close to your office. Mm-hmm. There's a Buc-ee's. So I go to Pensacola a lot, and there's a Buc-ee's between here and Pensacola, and that's where the supercharger is for the Tesla. So I go there, I'll plug it in.
Right.
I go inside and I get me a drink, use the restroom. Mm-hmm. And by the time I'm out, the car's done charging. And Buc-ee's does such a good job with the little things, like a lot of the snacks have their branding on it.
Correct.
You know, when you walk in.
And by the way, that dumbass beaver they have as a logo is not, I mean.
Yeah, it's better than an emu.
Well, true, but not much. I mean, you're talking about a shuffle step better.
Yeah, but there's a ton of just, when you walk in, everybody says, welcome to Buc-ee's, you know. So there's so many little things they do that add to the customer experience. You know what my favorite is? Mm. And I guarantee you've never noticed this.
Mm.
When you go to the bathroom, you use the restroom, you walk to the sink to wash your hands, the water in the sink is warm.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, and it there's no way to adjust it. It's always warm.
Mm-hmm.
There's
not
some,
hot. Not there, hot.
No, not hot. It's warm. Mm-hmm. There's something about washing your hands in warm water that just kind of chills you out a little bit.
And big door swing on little hinges.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing they do is, let's say you go in there and there's 15 people and you can't, you know, cause I've been in a public restroom before and you're sitting there waiting to wash your hands and there's no spots available. And you're like, well, crap, well, they have hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, it's either A, you can wash your hands and then hand sanitizer. So you know, you're really clean.
Right.
Or if for some reason you can't get to the sink, there's hand sanitizer there. It's just those little things like that make such a huge difference. And I love washing my hands at Bucky's.
I like to go into bathrooms where I look above the urinal and my phone number is actually up there. Call Scott for a good time and it's got my cell phone number up there. You ever done that?
It's like that movie. There's a real estate agent that gets his face on all the urinal cakes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And for the ladies listening, the urinal cake is in the bottom of the urinal to keep the splashing. And it's his ad was something like, pee on my face or something.
You know how
he was in a bar and these guys walked by like, hey, I peed on that guy's face.
You know what would be better than the Dave Portnoy pizza review, which has turned into this massive thing.
Yeah.
If somebody on like TikTok or Instagram would do a kind of the same thing, but spoof it so that it's the worst gas station bathrooms in America. And rate the bathrooms, but you're looking for the worst, not the best. So like phone numbers all over the wall and
there's a girl on TikTok that does that, but it's just to rate the bathroom in general.
Right.
So she'll go to like the bathroom at like Prada or Gucci.
Right. And be like, where it's like gold and everything. It's like,
and she says like, come take a crap with me. You know, it's pretty funny. And I think she's actually got some pretty good brand deals from
I bet.
It exploded because it's off-putting at first because it's like, this is a chick doing this. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like something the guy would do. But there's a dude here in Mobile that does a TikTok and our TikTok account, and he rates the worst restaurants in Mobile. So he'll go on
That's
Google.
That's fantastic. I want to follow him. Is he on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to follow
him. He does, he works at a bar. I know.
So it's the worst restaurant.
Yeah. So he goes on Google. And he's like the worst rated. You want to guess what the worst rated restaurant is in Mobile?
Applebee's or something?
It's Buffalo Wild Wings.
I believe
and so
that.
He goes in there.
I've never been impressed with Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know, I like wings.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like you can't help it.
Yeah.
I am a boneless wing guy.
Okay,
I'm a chicken nugget, adult chicken nuggets, but I like regular
exactly
wings too.
Exactly what it is. It's adult chicken nuggets.
I like regular wings too. But my thing is like, I don't, unless I'm like at dinner and that's the last thing I'm going to do, I don't like eating food that's going to get me all dirty. You can't eat wings. So I'm there at lunch or let's say we go to dinner and we're going to a concert. I'll try to get something that's not, you know what I mean?
But you know what would increase the amount of times that you went to Buffalo Wild Wings is when you were finishing up your meal and the server's cleaning off the table, if he would bring like a wicker basket and with a pair of tongs hand you a warm actual washcloth to like wash. You know, and it's warm, kind of, you know, on a golf course, sometimes they'll do that where they have the eucalyptus.
Yeah.
But this is like a warm washcloth and you could just wipe your hands off with a warm washcloth. You'd go twice as many times.
When I played college golf, I had the golf course we played at was our home course, was a part of the Honors Golf Association, which is a big company that owns a bunch of golf courses. And they had the warm towel that smelled like peppermint.
Or in the summertime, then, the cool towel.
And
that
they had
smells
a
like that. Yeah.
They had a whiskey barrel on the first hole and the 10th hole. And you opened up and it had cold apples. So you could get an apple, you know. But I'll tell you a funny story. This might be a little inappropriate. But so my dad, when I was like a preteen, he used to take me and all my buddies on Super Bowl Sunday. We would go to Hooters.
Strong.
And it was like, fun, you know, the guys, he liked it a lot too. And
man, it has been years since I've been to a Hooters. I bet it's been 10 years since I've been to Hooters.
It's probably been 10 for me too. So he would take us to Hooters, and you know, Hooters has the little moist towelettes in the little packet.
Right.
And so the first time he takes us there, he sits down and they put the little basket there with the moist towelettes and he picks them up. And you know what that little moist towelette looks like? It looks like a condom. And he throws them out to us and he says, here's your condom, here's your condom, here's your condom, making a joke. Right. And my buddy Josh, who listens to the podcast,
pulls
his wallet out and sticks it in his wallet
puts
it in his back pocket. He thought it was for real.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, though. I know that's not what he thought it was, but next time I am at a place that does that, put it in your wallet, because I mean, there's times when I'd like to do that.
I keep an airplane or, you know, those medical barf bags that are blue, then they collapse. I keep one of those in my car, man. You never know.
For kids.
You have a kid or a buddy that's sick or something, you know, and I don't want you throwing up on my seats.
I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
What we have come up with for these agents is fantastic. It's amazing.
I think so too.
But I think it pales in comparison to the next thing we're about to introduce. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to whet their appetite today about this, or do we need to wait?
I will tell you there is.
Just give them a little something to think
sampler.
About. A little
so, you know what's funny? I was watching The Sopranos. I've gotten big into Sopranos.
Love
The Sopranos. I've never watched it.
Let me tell you something. If you come in here right now and you turn this Apple laptop on, you said, hey, Scott, instead of doing podcasts today, we're just going to sit here and watch Sopranos.
Dude,
I am all
it is
in.
Such
I would
a good
sit
show.
Here for 3 hours and watch it.
I'm late to the party, and I love mob stuff.
Yeah.
But I started watching it, and one of the mobsters was in the hospital, and Tony Soprano brings him a Whitman sampler chocolate box.
Right.
And I leaned back, and I was like, that's why Scott always says a Whitman sampler. I had no idea what that was.
Yeah. Sample of the chocolate candy.
Yeah. So Scott and I are involved in a project with somebody else that most people listening to this knows. And we are, in the next 6 months, going to launch.
His name rhymes with Ravid Ruthothers.
In the next 6 months, we're launching a program that is going to
change the game.
Completely change the game. And I don't use that lightly. I hate when people say, oh, we're changing the game. It's a
we're
going to
build an MGA. What is it that they all do? They call it.
We're going to build a cyber MGA.
We're doing a cyber.
There's
MGA.
Enough cyber MGA. It's kind of like there's a meme that says, please stop trying to be influencers. We need electricians.
What's the thing all these companies do where they say the newest, latest, greatest thing, and all they're doing is writing insurance on somebody else's paper
that everybody else has? Yeah. Yeah. We're changing the trucking game. We're a trucking MGA. We use BHHC as our paper, somebody that everybody can get direct. No. So that's how I knew the market was getting really hard last year, because all these MGAs that always had their own program started selling Neptune Flood.
Right.
You know, or Thimble. But anyway, no, we have enough cyber MGAs. Please stop making them.
Please don't do that
anymore. We need property. We need things that actually solve problems. But
by
anyway.
By the way, I do not want to get you off point here, because about to give the big reveal.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say it's something that touches every agency that is going to completely disrupt a specific industry inside of our industry.
I'll probably get a pipe bomb.
And it's going to help so many agents. So many agents. And it's a need we saw that we're not really doing it to make money. It's a need that we saw that agents are overspending in a certain category.
Yeah.
And so that, I'm going to leave it at that.
It's definitely something there's going to be a lot of people take note of.
A lot.
Yeah.
Much more than Mind Your Agency.
Yeah.
There's that. And the big thing is it's not going to cost people money. It's going to save people money.
Correct.
A lot of money. So
I'm going to end this podcast in just a second. But before I do, I got up at like 5:30 this morning, 5:45, and I turned on the news, and it was the local Mobile news, but it was a national story. So you know how sometimes they'll take a national story and they'll insert
it. I hate
when
they do that, because they do that for clicks.
Yeah, right. Well, this story, though, stopped me in my tracks, because remember the day that AT&T went down and nobody could get on their phone until like noon that day. I believe that same day, United Healthcare got cyber hacked and shut down all these pharmacies.
Mm.
So
talk about a cyber claim, man.
Well, it gets worse. So apparently somebody somewhere a lot smarter than I was has found a Bitcoin transaction from United Healthcare to the hackers that did this for $20 million.
Mm.
And they had to, because all these pharmacies were like, look,
they paid the ransom.
If y'all don't fix this, we can't fill these prescriptions.
Yeah.
So now the healthcare industry has now been put on notice that like these son of bitches just paid somebody $20 million to get access to all this information back. So you know what's going to happen next. Healthcare is going to get bombarded by hackers trying to get into their system, because it's really important that it, that yeah. stuff gets back well, as soon
same,
as possible.
It's the same reason why the U.S. doesn't negotiate with terrorists in hostage situations, mm-hmm. because if they did, then everybody, every terrorist in the world would try to kidnap 100%. Every tourist in every other country. Yeah, it's interesting. I know when we spoke with Pat from Evolve MGA, mm-hmm. really the OG cyber MGA. Actually, I saw Pat was at the Super Bowl. That was cool. He's a big 49ers fan. Shout out to Pat. But he said that they actually do research on certain hackers. And if your system gets put under ransom for so many dollars, they can actually research that specific hacker and be like, oh, yeah, this is actually a straight up hacker. If you pay it, he'll give the system right. back. Because what a lot of them do, you pay it and then they don't give it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those, you know, some of the those cyber policies do have coverage for that. You know, another interesting one, it's funny, we were dissing on cyber carriers and now we're talking about them. Another interesting one, did you know one of the first bodily injury cyber claims happened in Mobile?
Mm-mm. I know cyber rates have gone completely through the roof.
Insane.
Where yep. 5 years ago it was like, oh, well, we'll give you a cyber policy for $300 a year. Now it's like,
yeah,
$3,000 a year.
Yeah. So the Spring Hill Hospital here got hacked and somebody was in an mm-hmm. ambulance on their way there and mm. they had to divert them to another hospital because mm. the system was down. They couldn't intake them and the person died.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you look at, there's some cyber policies that have a line item for bodily injury because that can happen.
That is insane.
We use ProRiders and this isn't an ad. They're not a supporter of the podcast.
Brian Thornton, but my boy, yeah. cyber ProRiders, in my opinion, and I'm just one person, best in the business. Brian Thornton, shout out to him. If you guys need cyber policy for your agency, which I highly encourage every insurance agent to have, Brian Thornton with ProRiders is your guy. I am not getting paid one penny, not yeah. one penny to say that, but I'm telling you, he's the best in the business, in my opinion.
Well, what I like about it is when you get your, they have about five or six carriers, when you get your quotes, they have that coverage comparison form. So it really takes a moron like me and educates me on cyber where I can talk to the customer and we can go through every line item of every single possible coverage mm-hmm. and be like, okay, this carrier doesn't have this. This okay, what's important to you? Your type of business. What's the most important thing for you? And actually, hang on a second.
Do you know we actually, when we purchased our cyber policy a year or two ago through, I believe Coalition is who we got it through, I AOR'd my own cyber policy to Brian Thornton yeah. over at ProRiders.
What carrier are you with? My bet's Coalition.
It's Coalition. Yeah. Coalition's the carrier.
So I talked to a guy the other day. He's local here with companies called Ready Edge. His name's Drake Brignac. So what he does is he goes into companies and he's an ethical hacker. So what he does is he goes into companies and basically shows them where their system vulnerabilities are.
Yep.
And so he works with cyber carriers and MGAs for them to offer his service as like an add-on. He works with insurance agents.
What's his name?
Drake Brignac, Brignac. But he basically, companies can hire him to go in and point out vulnerabilities. And we were just talking hacking and what some of, you know, and so he was telling me, he's like, some of the times people think that me showing these companies their vulnerabilities are, it's some crazy like hacker thing that only a hacker would know how to do. He's like, one of his favorite strategies is he takes and puts malware that's not actually malware on a USB thumb drive, puts a post-it note on it, and writes 2024 employee layoffs, portal insurance, and throws it in the parking lot. What is everyone going to do when they're going to take it and plug it in the computer and be like, well, see, here you go. This is how easy somebody could get into your system.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool service. I don't know him super well, but there's all different kind of cool things.
He would charge you, Bradley, to come into Portal and just jump on one of your computers and go and just see what your vulnerability is all.
I don't know. I don't really know.
Or from his computer.
Yeah, I don't know what he charges. Yeah.
That's really cool.
But yeah, I mean, you think about us, man. We're a small company. Like if we have a hacking incident that makes not even national, local news, I mean, you're talking about putting you out of business, having to change your name.
A lot.
The reputation damage is bad. It's going to be the worst thing.
Absolutely.
I'm not really worried about the money I lose. It's the reputation. I mean, if you don't have your reputation, you don't have anything.
Next podcast, I'm going to tell the story of what happened to me last week, 2 weeks ago, with a cyber incident that occurred through, it was a hack. It was a cyber attack on one of our clients. And I think Bradley's heard this story, but you guys need to hear it. It's pretty crazy.
All right.
I'm going to shut this thing down. Guys, you are listening to the Insurance Guys podcast, and we are about to change the game in the world of insurance. My name is Scott Howell. This is Bradley Flowers. And as I end every episode, rewards come from action, not discussion. Get your ass out from behind that desk today and go out into the big bad world. Build relationships. Make money for your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your kids' college fund, for your parents that are struggling out there at in-laws. Go make money for them. Write good business for the companies that you represent, and write good business for the agencies that you represent. Bradley Flowers, I love you.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, you are listening to the Insurance Guys podcast, and we love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being a part of our family. We'll see you back here real soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Insurance Guys podcast. If you need to know more about me or you need to get in touch with Scott, you can always reach me at theinsuranceguyonline.com or email me at scott@iprotectinsurance.com. And if you need to get in touch with Mr. Bradley Flowers, go to portalinsurance.com or email him at bradley@portalinsurance.com. Guys, we love you. We thank you so much for listening to our show and being a part of our family. And we look forward to seeing you again next week on the next episode of the Insurance Guys podcast. Take care.